Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. A birthday surprise went horribly wrong when a man in Florida accidentally killed his son-in-law.
Oh, no.
This is insane, yeah. The son-in-law showed up unannounced at his house. Christopher Bergen flew in from Norway to surprise his father-in-law, Richard Dennis, for his birthday. After arriving at the airport around 11 o'clock, Bergen, who married Dennis's daughter, headed straight to his house for his planned surprise. Around 11:30, he arrived at the house and knocked on the back door. When Dennis opened the door, his son-in-law jumped out of the bushes, making a growling sound to wish him a happy birthday. You know, kind of weird, but also I could see how that could scare the crap out of you.
Right.
The father-in-law got startled, grabbed his gun, and shot Bergen.
No.
He only fired one round, which went straight to the heart, striking him, killing him instantly. The sheriff called the incident totally accidental, but oh my gosh. I mean, man feels terrible. The guy's daughter lost her husband.
I couldn't imagine. The trauma. I mean, get into therapy ASAP. That's just one of those things, and then you have to forgive. That's just an awful situation all around.
All right. A great situation. Somebody doing something really cool. Texas high school cheerleader Tyra Winter saw a toddler choking on a piece of candy during her school's homecoming parade. She jumped off a parade float to perform the Heimlich maneuver on a two-year-old boy. His name was Clark.
I picked the kiddo up. I tilted him downward, and I hit like two or three good back thrusts. He started spitting up, and he was getting everything out. He started breathing again. Super fun. So I gave the kiddo back to his mom, and I ran and jumped back on the float before I missed it. Most importantly, I'm just really glad the boy's okay.
He was just physically just choking, just gagging, and just gasping for air. She came running, and she just started performing what I believe is the baby Heimlich. It feels so useless as a mother. Was the most terrifying thing in my life. The words that you would say to anybody who does something for you is thank you, but those just don't seem good enough.
How cool is that? She saved the baby, it was okay, or the kid, and then she got back onto the float in time.
That is like a little angel. And as a mom, I'll never forget, we were at a children's museum, and my little Lulu, she was itty bitty, maybe like two, and she started choking on string cheese.
Oh no.
And as a mom, and because their eyes are like, you know, and you're like, oh my, you only have split seconds, and it's terrifying. So this is so cool.
Yeah, that's a great story. And McDonald's, they announced the McRib will be returning to 10,000 locations across the U.S. on Monday.
Chloe, our intern, is pumped.
Yeah, you ready to do McRib Mondays, Chloe?
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah!
I'll go with you.
Chloe, you are my spirit animal. I love it. Oh my! Seriously, we're going to have McRib Mondays every day after the show's done. We're going to go right down the road and get McRibs and just get saucy.
Can I make a confession?
Yes, you love McRibs. What?
I've never had a McRib.
Chloe, preach.
Neither has Chops.
Poor Chop.
We have to get them.
I haven't either.
None of us.
Hello, McDonald's.
No, seriously, Porkchop, will you reach out? I think we have connections at McDonald's because we need to have a big McRib Monday fest.
I'm good.
No, you're not good. You're missing out.
I'll eat it. I'm down to try it.
Dude, guys, I tell you what, sometimes they have like 2 for $5, and I'm like, okay, we're going to get some juice in our beard today.
Ugh.
Well, McRib sauce. It's really, Chloe's got good taste.
You have to try it at least once. Just to say you tried.
Okay, I'll take a little bite.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, Joe and Chloe love it. All right, and today also, if you're not a McRib fan, that's okay, or you never tried it.
I like other things. I love their french fries.
Okay, do you like tacos? Because today,
yes.
Amazingly, as a Friday, is National Taco Day.
That sounds wrong.
It's raining tacos.
Should be a Tuesday.
Tuesday,
right,
obviously.
Out of the sky, tacos. No need to ask why. Just open your mouth.
This actually might be a song of the day thing for maybe songs about food. Can we do that?
Oh, yes. Write that down.
No. All right. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out online. Two different places conveniently for you. Radio Now Indy, if you're listening in Indianapolis, Indiana, .com, or RadioNowHouston.com. That is Joe's Need to Know News. All right. Live the Web Girl doesn't know what's going on, and some other people, too, that might have missed it, have no clue what's happening for Song of the Day. Usually I'll say, hey, the category is this or it's that, but we had... Would you call it a fight?
I would say it was a debacle. We had a straight-up debate night. Basically, it went on for a long time. Song of the day yesterday, in a nutshell, Porkchop won, and we don't think it was legit.
All right, listen, we're going to explain. Get ready to vote, because that's what you're going to need to do. You're going to have the number 52140 in your phone. You're going to text the word song, but not yet. Hold on.